Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the farmers farming cattle biscuit someplace in North Dakota where the men know their land. Good morning to the swamp people who live in Mississippi, who live in Louisiana. Good morning, swamp people. Go capture swamp food. Make your fucking swamp breakfast. Have yourself a swamp meal. Some alligator. Maybe a possum. It is Sunday, February the 23rd, 2025. And I think it is still, technically, Boblimpdoc. Meaning we're still in the 5-year window, huh? Probably in June or July, I got to apologize when our rockets reach Mars. The first Martian colony, established by President Blump, upon Olympus Mons, we will build the cons. A grifter paradise, a fraudster realm. And believe it or not, I wrote about this too, in one of my first short stories, or novellas, or whatever. It was called Morny Drek. Because, you know, if in fact Grinkin time never comes because technology keeps saving the day and we can keep sifting through the entropic poop for undigested grapes so King Blump and Queen Elon, they can ride their ponies all the way into the future. Morny Drek. It's on Amazon. You should be able to find it, M-O-R-N-Y space D-R-E-K. And it's science fiction, but it's a little bit about post-scarcity, and in a weird way, it represents my ultimate horror. Because, if you want to know, I think Grinkin time could be terrible, but it could be an opportunity for people to be free again. So I do have a bias. But if we're trapped in some infinite control grid, and there is no God, then all of this bullshit can continue forever and ever, chewing up people and pooping out new people out of the life butt. Not lifeboat, but life butt. It's just like Elon said, we're going to make you have kids. We're going to tax you if you jizz and you don't intend to make a kid. We're going to tax all of your semen. Yeah, it's crazy. If you want to believe all of this crazy is true, then the Morny Drek story might be a story for you, because it still represents a dystopia, but it has more to do with the existential stuff than anything material. Because the story of Morny Drek is in some ways a story of utopia. And it's also a story of pointlessness. And I suppose Ray Bradbury's short story The Veldt is a similar kind of tale, in some ways. In some ways. Anyways, I rejected The Matrix a long time ago. I don't even like using the term The Matrix. I think the Wachowski brothers are, at this point, definitely a limited hangout. And the whole Guy Fawkes thing is stupid. Like, if you actually believe in freedom and you know anything about Guy Fawkes, you should kind of be with the Brits on setting the guy on fire and not so much wearing a mask pretending to be the guy who was a papist and wanted to bring Torquemada and torture and the Inquisition to England. So I kind of think, you know, Guy Fawkes was no fucking hero, folks. And I don't think the choice of him as a symbol was accidental. And that's as much as I want to say about the papists and the papacy. And yeah, I know, I heard the Pope is dying. And if he dies, then there's one thing I can say. I was wrong about him being the black, dark John the Baptist, and I'm definitely happy about that. I'm happy about that, you know. I kind of thought, I didn't know for certain, I never told you for sure, but I thought he was a good running, he was in the running for being the guy that introduces the Antichrist to the world, but maybe it really is going to be Donald Trump. I don't mean the Antichrist, and I don't even think it's coming necessarily. I think we should get out of the business of predicting the end of the world, but most importantly, predicting the end times. It's a stupid business to be in. But who knows? I kind of thought the Pope was going to be the dude who stands on the stage and says, look at this guy we have, he's going to save the day. And Elon is too old and too fat. He doesn't really fit. I mean, if you've done your studies, you do come to the realization that the Antichrist is going to be a mirror image of Christ, which means in some ways, he's going to be exactly the same. He's going to be about the same age. He's going to be probably have similar looks. And so, no, Elon does not look like the desert traveler, unless we're really wrong, right? I just said that the way a Chinaman would. Unless we're terribly wrong about the biblical studies on the topic, Elon doesn't fit. The closest fit is J.D. Trans or Tulsi, if she admits she's really a guy. And I'm not saying she's a guy, but I've seen some pictures of her, and those hips look narrow. That being said, who knows? I can't buy into any of it. If it were 20 years ago, and I didn't know what I know now, I might have thought this really is great news. Because it seems like great news. It might be the best news ever. And ever since January 2020, ever since that time I talked about popping smoke, and I brought it up several times since then, by the way, if you know, you know. And I've clarified it. In fact, I really did a good job of clarifying it, I think, in 2022. But I'm not going to list all the podcasts for me and you because I'm fucking tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it. And fuck you. The clarified version of popping smoke is exactly what's going on right now. It is the, for the most part, and again, it's directed mainly at the people who own guns, if you know, you know. But it's basically the good guys won, and QAnon was right, and, you know, all of the things they said were true, and happy days, right? Happy days. It's a big puff of smoke. It conceals something. I don't know what yet. If, in fact, it is real, in a way, it could point towards that morny dreck, infinite bullshit reality. And if that's the case, whatever. The human race dies out in about 600 years. Maybe 1,000. You know? I cannot believe that that is the world we're heading towards. I would love to believe some aspects of it. But I really can't buy into the whole picture. You know, it's like this idea that any part of government is efficient. I saw this really retarded post that Cat Turd put on Twitter about, you know, we could get rid of 80% of the government and you wouldn't notice anything. Well, get rid of 100%, you tired turd piece of shit, and you'd find out things would get a lot better. I don't want not noticing shit. I want shit to actually get better. But no, I mean, these people are edgelords. And I'm not even sure if they're real people. Whether they're the people on Twitter or Facebook or someplace else, unless you're sure at this point, you probably shouldn't listen to any of the garbage that they post. Because it's designed to control you. It's designed to keep your eyes and your ears away from the truth. And the truth is, something is terribly wrong. I'm going to read you a quote that appeared in an article on Zero Hedge. The fact that shipping on a large scale through the Northwest Passage might be a possibility in the not-too-distant future is one of the reasons why. The Northwest Passage, a mythical thing, you could travel there and get to someplace else, but it used to be full of ice year-round, and you wouldn't be able to get there from here. Yeah, this keyboard's about to give out. Anywho, it's done well for 6 years. I'm not really sure it matters, you know, folks. It doesn't. I don't have an outline for today. I'm going to address this topic, but I've told you about this topic. It's part of it's my bugbear. I admit to it. Some of you got Wuhan murder lab bugbears, and I think they own your mind. Well, you can say this owns mine. I don't fucking care. I've done a deep dive, and I dug into this before the fucking COVID. And it fit into the entire program. The COVID stuff doesn't make a lot of sense. The BLM, Antifa stuff doesn't really make a lot of sense. Drag queen story time, and all the woke shit only makes sense if you understand how the CIA operates. But this particular theory makes sense. And here's the deal, folks. You can parrot a lot of shit that the Arctic is okay, that the Arctic is stable. You can parrot that the changes there are linear or continuous. I don't care what you parrot. Everything you're saying is bullshit. It's nonsense. What's happening in the Arctic, from what I've been able to glean since 2019, is not linear. It's not continuous, and it is catastrophic. There are actual communities that are sinking into the Arctic Ocean. If you think this seems normal to you, that this land that had been able to keep people on the land for tens of thousands of fucking years, if you think it's normal that it's suddenly melting into the Arctic, then there's something wrong with your fucking brain. And if you're afraid of the Wuhan lab, but you can't look it up in the fucking sky and see the garbage they're spraying every single fucking day, if you are more afraid of the little bacterias and viruses than the crap they are literally spraying above your head, then I also don't know what to tell you. You're not going to make it. Morny Dreck could be the reality, and in that sense, I'm not going to make it. But I can't believe that story will end up being true. And I have a hard time believing any of this Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Morning in America bullshit. It's not just that they jumped the shark. They filled an entire ocean with sharks, and they jumped it. And it's funny, because that goes back to my, you know, my analogy, my Gedanken, about the hang glider. And how there are islands out there, and some of them might be like the Elon Musk, Donald Trump, SR-72 Magic Island. And they could be out there. But in that ocean are sharks and a lot of really crappy islands that are easier to get to. And so maybe our magical hang glider is going to land on the Elon Musk Trump utopia. I don't really believe it, but let's say maybe. We're going to find that out pretty soon too, dude. I'm serious, folks. Think about it. What did Hitchcock say? What did he say about the gun? If you show people the gun, you have to use it. Okay, if Donald Trump and Elon are telling you that you might get a $5,000 check, if this is still a functioning system, 6 months from now, you're going to get a $5,000 check. You're going to. Hell, I think a lot of you will probably get it around April the 15th. And a lot of you are going to see this as like, well, you know, I think it's dumb, but it's money and I get to spend it, so I'm going to go spend it. And some of you are horribly afraid it's going to lead to runaway inflation. And you'd be right if there was that much time left in the game. You'd be right. I don't think there is. I think that my proposed best case scenario from 2016, which was at the time, total worldwide economic collapse. And again, I don't claim originality, but I will claim to have said it was 10 years away, 10 years ago, roughly. I stick to that as the base case, but I think that's optimistic now. I really do. I was walking around yesterday morning, and the spraying above the peninsula was so fucking obvious. I see these clumps of snow that have been sticking around for a week's worth of temperatures above freezing. It's weird. And they don't really melt. Yeah, there's a little bit of runoff, but the streams, the rivers around here don't really change much. That's weird. So you have a lot of this chemical crap being sprayed, and it tends to sublimate off. And if you want to learn more about this topic and you want to get involved, research Dane Wigington on YouTube. You can go to geoengineeringwatch.org. That's geoengineeringwatch.org. And I don't know if there are any good sources, but he's the best out there. Like, I think I don't agree with a lot of his takes. When it comes to the COVID and the vaccines, he's either in error, in my opinion, or he's deliberately he's a limited hangout. But I don't want to talk about the vaccines or the COVID or the magical monkey herpes. When it comes to the issue of geoengineering, I think he's solid, in my opinion. But I'm no expert. I'm just a schmuck like you. Another schmuck wondering what the fuck is going on. I simply can't buy into this idea that Trump is here to help you. I remember 2020. I remember he was president. So if you want to tell me he's here to help, I feel like Ronald Reagan would say, punch that guy in the face. And if you want to get rid of government waste, it's really quite simple. Get rid of the whole fucking thing. The whole thing. That includes any handouts and gimmies that Tesla and SpaceX and Elon get. Get rid of the whole fucking thing. All the gimmies, all the welfare rats, all the whores. The whole thing. That's not the plan, folks. What they're doing right now is generating enough chaos to cover up the end of the world. And I truly don't believe it's the end of the world for lots of reasons. One of which is I believe in God still. Even though my relationship with God is not so great, and that's primarily, as it always is, my fault, you know, the human's fault. God is always there, consistent, true, filled with love. But humans, not so much all the time, right? But I still believe in God, so I don't believe it's the end of the world. But this much smoke doesn't cover up anything good, brothers and sisters. It doesn't. And if there were no God, I would tell you right now what it looks like is we're on the edge of a rapid transition between one type of climate to another. And this has happened before. It happened about 10,000 years ago, 10 to 12,000. There was a rapid transition from the last major ice age to where we've been living, which is mostly kind of nice. Yeah, there's been variability. There's been little ice ages and little warmings. But overall, for the last 7 to 10,000 years, the Earth has been in the zone. The zone that makes it possible to make billions of babies, the zone that makes it possible to build cities and have technology, we've been in the zone. We weren't chasing our tails for scraps of meat, we entered the zone life. And there might have been a zone life before then. If you don't believe in God and you believe that humans have been humans for roughly a quarter of a million years, then who knows how many times we got to this point, really? I wrote a story about that too. It was called Episode 36. It's also on Amazon and nobody reads it. Did I tell you I made 6 cents last year? 6 cents, 6 pennies. And now that there are no pennies, I technically made 5 cents. Because they're going to take the floor. They're not going to take the ceiling. And that's why the Penny Express, another one of Trump's little gimmicks, is kind of amazing. Because you get an instantaneous consumer side inflation that everybody's okay with. Well, at least I don't have all those, you don't have all those little pennies any longer, do you? Yeah. It's all kind of crazy. Too crazy to believe. And I know that people have been kind of hopeless. And it's not just since 2020, unless you're some type of fucking dope. If you have lived in the real world, and I've met people who lived in boxes. I met people who were academics at universities and lived in these little villages and boxes since the year 2008. But if you've actually been sensitive to reality for the last 17 fucking years, then you know as well as I do that people have been in a state of darkness for a long fucking time. And it's got nothing to do with Bush or Obama or Papa Blump or whoever the hell is running Biden's brain at Langley, CIA, LL200. But I'm convinced that it looked like Mission Control, you know. A little group of tables called Biden's Dreams. The fact that shipping on a large scale through the Northwest Passage might be a possibility in the not-so-distant future is one of the reasons why. Folks, the Arctic, if you're an atheist and have any understanding of how the Earth works as a system, the Arctic and the Antarctic operate to create an air conditioning system. The Arctic specifically, because of, you know, rivers that flow north and other behaviors, the Arctic specifically, to include the way in which the oceans flow because of the Arctic specifically, is also the only form of carbon sequestration that's ever fucking worked. It's worked for thousands of years, you know. A lot of organic material flows north, and that organic material gets locked into the Arctic. Any version of the Arctic is open for business, as in we can drill there, We can send ships all over the place there. There's no issue. Yeah, we know how ice cuts steel, but let's play pretend. Any version of the Arctic being open for business is bad news. It's bad news for the human race, and it's bad news for you and I. Here's another thing, too. The Arctic has been a freezer, and it has been an air conditioner for 10,000 years. It's switching over to becoming a heater. The Arctic is warming 4 times faster than anywhere else. I know the chemical gumbus they dumped on you seems so very fucking real, but the Arctic is warming 4 times faster. The last few weeks, since really Christmas, you know, the last month and a half, 2 months, more or less, places in the Arctic that don't have sunlight for weeks on end have been warmer than places in the United States. Like, not just one or two places. You can compare New Orleans to, you know, various parts of Greenland and other places. And what you find is that New Orleans and Florida and parts of Texas and always Denver, for reasons that Dane Wigington can explain, were just ridiculously cold compared to the actual Arctic. This doesn't make any sense. Somebody is lying. If you want to believe everything's okay in the Arctic, then folks, there's no business to be done up there. Ice cuts steel. You're not going to end up building any type of thing up there that's going to work or last. You're not. The Russians have been doing it for decades, and it doesn't work out so great. And from what I can tell, the cities they built are also sinking into the muck. Yeah, the Arctic is open for business. About, depending upon the estimates, between 20 and 100,000 years, maybe millions of years worth of frozen poop, frozen methane, frozen farts, and frozen shit is thawing out. The Arctic is open for business. It really is. It means business. The Northwest Passage was a fabled path. It was a path that never worked out. And the reason why it didn't work out is because the path itself was blocked by permanent ice, permafrost. Stuff that had been frozen for 10,000 years. Here's the thing, folks. The land that these indigenous tribes have lived on was solid for 10,000 years. Why do you think it's a good idea or great news that these villages are sinking into the sea? There's been a news blackout around the Arctic Circle since 2020. Do you think that's accidental? Yeah, you get the PBS specials where the UW scientists walk around the muck and talk about the fucking beavers. And yeah, they'll talk about the methane boiling up, but every 13th word will be, but the human shit's worse. But the actual crazy shit that they saw in 2019, and I still remember seeing pictures of it, videos of it, of the Arctic Sea boiling with methane. Yeah. That's the shit you don't really see much of now. You don't see a lot of the pingo shit. You don't see much of the real stuff. You see bits and pieces, not much. And the great thing about the Ukraine war, and it's not over yet, is that a huge portion of the Arctic is kept off limits. And this has been published. I read an article, I think, in Nature. But, you know, I read an article about a year ago, I think, and it was basically, hey, we can't do anything in the Arctic because, hey, there's a war going on. Yeah. The rest is NATO and the United States. And I can promise you our government is really quite good. It's not good at doing anything righteous. I mean, but it's good at doing terribly stupid and crazy grifter shit. If you don't understand that's what's going on right now, like I said, I think you're going to have a rude fucking awakening. It's not far away. If you want to believe you're going to get the $5,000 check, then I think you're going to get it. They showed you the gun. They're going to give you the fucking check. But the question is, will you get the check in time? Because shit is starting to slip faster and faster. You come back and you say, well, at least he's using the military to shut down the cartels. Really? If you wanted to shut down the cartels in North America, all you'd have to do, and not just the cartels, the human trafficking, illegal Chinese coming in on containers in Seattle and Tacoma, oh, sorry for mentioning that uncomfortable truth. If you want to shut it all down, you drop a MOAB on CIA headquarters. That's what you do. That's the simple solution to your cartel fucking problem. Do you think that's going to happen? Brothers and sisters, my friends out there, believe whatever the fuck you want to. You can play pretend, you can stick your head in the sand, you can take your fucking paycheck and go to work. I don't fucking care. I would recommend trying to be as happy as you can be, but that's kind of hard sometimes when you can see the pain right across the room from you. That's the one thing that sucks about my job right now, is that I could basically tune out completely. I could completely tune out and not give a fuck. But then I go into work and I see these kids and I just say to myself, what kind of a universe allows the pain that exists, the trauma to exist amongst folks who are barely here? They barely arrived, and early into the world, they're beaten down by it. What kind of world is that? And at those moments, I want to blame God, just like everyone else does. Or I want to say there is no God. Yeah, I love the theory of, I just ignore the news, Dan, but what if you have a job where the inherent emotional pain of the world comes in every day to knock on your fucking door? What do you do then? And if you think I get paid a lot to do that, you're smoking crack, right? But I can tell you something, going back to the topic of Hegseth and the Great War against the Mexicans. If in fact I'm right about my worst case bugbear, then the situation in Latin America is getting pretty bad. And there will be waves of people flowing to the one part of the planet, I think like 3% of the Earth's surface, that is abnormally cold compared to the rest of the fucking world. I think people will swarm that. I think if Papa Blump comes out in, let's say, May or June, with Elon standing next to him, and they say, listen, guys, we got to tell you something. In all of our audits, in fact, this is brilliant. Think about it. Elon and Trump come out. And it's going to be May or June, because that's when the heat's going to be on, if you know, you know. Let's say June of 2025. And they come out and say, listen, folks, we did all of our audits and our doje. And we found out where all those trillions went, the trillions they couldn't account for. It went to, large-scale purchases of raw materials, aluminum, barium, various forms of technology that allows these materials to be distributed in a nanoscale form at high altitude for solar radiation management, for, you know, chemical ice nucleation. Hey, you remember Operation Popeye from the Vietnam War? Nobody wants to remember it if they want to pretend, right? They'll come out and tell us. They'll have an excuse. We found it out. We did the doje. And now we can tell you. And if the temperature in Chicago that weekend is 110 degrees and the humidity is about 80%, people are going to listen. And when Trump comes out and says, if we keep doing this, we can manage the temperatures, but also, you know, thousands of people are going to die. Thousands of people will die, and frankly, millions will get dementia. At some point, we'll have to accept that by the time you're 60 years old, you're done. And we might not be able to do this for more than 100 years, but they won't say that. And what they won't tell you is we probably can't do it much longer. That we probably fucked up the Earth system so bad with our bullshit, with our geoengineering, that, yeah, it's over. But they won't tell you that. They'll say, listen, would you like us to keep doing it, Chicago, 110 degrees? And people will come back and say, Papa Blump, turn on the sprayers again. Now we know the truth. You're the truth bringer. Captain Elon is helping you out. Bring forth the truth bringer. Bring forth the truth bringer. And spray us some more with your golden shower, Papa Blump. Yeah, I think that that's a scenario at this point. It kind of makes sense. I don't know that there's that much time left in the game. You could reference that Google patent paper about using nuclear weapons to cool the Earth. You search for it. I'm tired of this. You could do that. You could ask yourself, are they still keeping that as the final countdown? If you want to know how I feel, it's really quite simple. Whatever's coming has got to be pretty fucking awful. It could be my bugbear. It could be a solar event. It's probably a fuzzy event. Because if it was discreet, I don't think any of the bullshit we've gone through the last 5 years would have happened. I think that if it were a discreet event, a meteor hitting the Earth, a planet X coming too close, if it was a discrete, predictable, natural or unnatural event, it would have just fucking happened. No mind fucking, no energy required. And some people might have seen it, but it would have been too few and too late. If it's a fuzzy event, like a volcanic eruption, an earthquake, a solar storm, if it's a fuzzy event that has predictable windows of time, but not really discrete predictions are possible, then the last 5 years make a lot of fucking sense. And by the way, to the Doge team and the other cumsuckers of Elon and Trump, if you understand how the government works, it works in terms of 5 and 10 years. That's how it works. It's always been like that. You know, certain units of time. If you had asked me in 2020, after I knew it was worse than the banking crisis, I would have said, whatever it is, what they're doing, they probably can't do for more than 5 years. It was a guess. It was a heuristic. I think ultimately I could end up being right, but as I said before, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm talking to myself. Did you know that? Those of you who might be real might agree with me, great, but that's like talking to yourself. And then there's the fakers, the feds, the goat king and jackasses like this. Conor McGregor comes out and says, listen to this. Conor McGregor says, if you're in Ireland and you're undocumented and you're a felon or a criminal, we have to kick you out. I know for a fact that the goat king is all those things. And I'm fairly certain that they come suck each other on social media. So when you come back to me with shit like this, I say to you, my friends, I do not know what it is. I know it's bullshit. I know what is coming is not what we're seeing. If you see Donald Trump and Elon Musk taking your grandchildren to Mars, because frankly, at this point, when it comes to predictions of space, you might as well say your grandchildren. Because again, if you say next year, that tends to be the mark they miss. So, yeah, if you want to believe it, I don't give a fuck. Oh, but they're going to do this and they're going to do that. They're going to give us all this money back. They're going to free us. They're going to free the slaves. That's a phrase I used the last 5 years. They're going to make it feel like we are finally free. And maybe not everybody, but probably a bunch of people. And that bullshit positive energy, that dopamine burst will spread like a wave. And if you go up against it in any way that doesn't fit the narrative, then you're the problem. You see, you can be opposed to Trump. You can call him Hitler. That's okay. Trump's a lot like the COVID that way. You can say the COVID came from murder lab. You can say the COVID came from a bunch of people eating dead bats. But what you can't say is that the COVID was 100% strategic military psychological warfare. You can call Trump Hitler. You can call Trump the best thing ever. You can even have zero feelings. But what you can't say is Trump is a giant smoke grenade. And it's what he is. You can say he's hiding the reset. The reset looks dumb to me, unless you mean Zardoz. It's possible that the reset looks like Zardoz, and he might be hiding that. Sure. For ordinary people like us, it means the same thing. It's a terrible scenario where they accept that everything's going to fall apart, and they're just going to wait a couple hundred years and sort out the mess. And maybe they'll lob a couple nukes, you know, to get things kicked off. That's the reset. It's Zardoz. Okay, it's not, you know, 1984, they've done there, they've done that. It's not Brave New World, been there, done that. This is not Germany 1933, are you a fucking retard? This is Berlin, April 1945, and the game is over, and you will be the last to know. And yes, we got crazy people issuing orders. We're going to blow up Germany, but nobody's blowing up Germany in that figurative sense. And what I see right now is the same kind of crazy bullshit. And it's also not about Trump. It is about what he represents, just like the COVID, but it's not about him. I don't even know if he's a real person. It's not about the Northwest Passage. Yeah, maybe they lied to me 40, 50 years ago when they said the Northwest Passage was a fable. And now it's possible, but the ice is the same as before. Maybe it's all lies, but someone is lying. Right? Can we at least agree on that? And it's not me, brothers and sisters. I can be wrong. You can be wrong. I'm not lying to you. And I'm also in no position of power. So let me be quite fucking clear. Somebody in key positions of power, someone, and probably more than one, they're lying. Somebody's lying. Someone's lying. If you want me to tell you it's Greta or Al or some other freak giving speeches about when the polar bear disappears, I'm going to talk about the toilet paper shortage and how I saw that bullshit when it was happening. And I told people, this is a boy who cried wolf psyop. The purpose of this is to, how can I put this, desensitize you to the fear of shortages. So when you bring up some idiot saying the polar bear is going to be gone in 5 years, you might as well show me an Elon Musk video from 20 years ago when he says we'll be on Mars by now. Because I bet one exists somewhere. I'd be willing to wager him or some other shithead. The boy who cried wolf. They'll tell you, oh, the polar bear is going to be gone 5 years. Oh, all the glaciers going to be gone a couple years. And then when it doesn't happen, when they understand that non-linear processes can look kind of linear at first, especially if you're geoengineering, then people can say, look, they were wrong. They were wrong about the polar bear. They were wrong. Hey, look at the snow in Beijing. It's what, 2009? Look at that weird snowstorm that happened in the desert. Oh, that's random. Snow on the fucking pyramids. Massive, massive rainstorm in, you know, Kuwait, someplace. Yeah, none of it makes sense. Somebody's fucking lying. I don't know what they're spraying, but it's not contrails. I can tell you that. It's not contrails. If you want to believe it's contrails, that's up to you. That's your own brain dysfunction. You don't understand gas under pressure principles. You don't understand any of it. But it's not contrails. When I see it sprayed and then like 5 minutes later, I see a cloud front dropping from the sky, when in fact as a kid, and I believe there's a musical, the clouds roll in. Yeah, if you want to tell me that's normal, fuck you, it's not. If you want to tell me the grain, G-R-E-Y, grain of the seashores is normal, it's not. If you want to look at the windshield of your truck and remark on the fact that you don't have to worry about scraping so many bugs off of it these days, that's also not normal. It's not linear. It's not continuous. Trump is not here to help you. He's also not literally Hitler. He's a smokescreen. Elon is not here to help you. He is a smokescreen. What they're doing right now is pumping as much smoke and noise as they can. I tried to put the two words together. We'll call it snoke. You know, noise plus smoke is snoke. They're trying to produce as much smoise as they can. Smoky noise. They're doing that. They're pissing people off. And this time around, unlike 5 years ago, it's not the conservatives who are the main target of the trauma-based mind control. It's the liberals. It's the commies. Look at Trump. He's making everything better. And all y'all are being made fun of. Nya, 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 nya. We're going to ship people away. They're not going to get rid of 10 to 20 million illegals. What they might do is put up a front, because if I'm right about the worst case scenario, you're going to have tens of millions of people fleeing north, because there's not much space to go south except to drown. And that's what the elite know. They're going to flee north. They'll flee north, they'll flee south as far as they can go, but they're not going to stay in the nuggety center that if the next equilibrium state is hothouse Earth, how can I put this, where a lot of people currently live will be unlivable. There'll be life there. In fact, probably a furious kind of crazy fucking life over a few hundred years will crawl out of that place. But without a spacesuit, you won't be able to live there. That's hothouse Earth. You'll live at the poles, Antarctica, around the Arctic, whatever isn't swampy and gross, you could live there. But you're not going to be able to live around the equatorial zones at all. And other places will become deserts and jungles and, frankly, hard-to-live places too. It's not going to be pretty. It's survivable. It's not the end of the world. But if the next state is that, then hey, it's going to be crazy. That transition's going to be crazy. And I think that's what they're managing. I think it's way worse than economic collapse. I think what they are recognizing is that the air conditioning system of the planet is in failure. And it's not going to take 100 years for it to get ugly. It's going to take a couple. Worst case scenario would mean there's no God. Worst case is Venus syndrome. That means all of the stuff that can be converted to a gas converts to a gas, and we superheat. And probably we don't reach those melting lead temperatures, but I wouldn't be surprised if the average temperature on Earth was about 200 to 300 degrees, and you're probably not going to have life on the surface for a long time. Maybe forever. Or at least so long it might as well be forever. And if it's the Great Swamp Cooler, which means that they've been geoengineering, and they've been dumping excess energy into the oceans, and once that fails, once the Earth's capacitor, you know, discharges, and that too will not be linear, imagine, you know, 5 to 10% of the ocean's mass, maybe up to 20%, converted to vapor over a period of a year to 18 months. Yeah. What does that look like? Fun thing is, it's probably as bad as Venus syndrome, but it's literally the opposite. Within about 2 years, we're in an ice age. Probably within 5, we're snowball Earth. And we stay frozen through albedo for the next million or so years. And like with Venus syndrome, it might as well be the end of the world, right? So if my bugbear fear that is not my own, I don't own it, I didn't create it, but if the bugbear fear that I latched on to, just like you latched on to the Wuhan bullshit, if my bugbear fear turns out to be true, I think this coming summer is probably it. All of this happy good news looks like smoke to me, and it points to something being hidden. And there are a lot of mea culpas happening right now. A lot of these we should have known, we didn't know, when in fact they did. A lot of scientists are going through the phase of what you'd call cover your ass. And this is the stuff that happened towards the end of the Soviet Union, by the way. And it happens towards the end of any epoch or paradigm, is you'll have some people who see the change, but they've been on the wrong side. So they start saying, oh, but I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. Dr. Natalie Shakova is virtually buried right now. It's hard to find good references to her stuff through a Google search. That could be random, might not be. But I think she was one of those voices 20 years ago telling people that there was a risk, a huge catastrophic risk, in the collapse of the Arctic system. And specifically, her area of research was the Eastern Siberian Arctic Shelf. But right now, it's kind of hard to get to her. It's easier to get to the ones covering their butts. And they're still saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Arctic collapse is no big deal. Permafrost, it can be frozen for 2 years. Yeah. That's another thing, too. They redefine permafrost. Even though it's in the name. What are the two parts? Permafrost. Permanently frozen. That doesn't mean frozen for 2 years every once in a while. That means frozen. That means that a scientist can take a little bit of mammoth from 12,000 years ago, put it in a pan and eat it. Which is something that, you know, people have done. That's permanently frozen. That's not sometimes it thaws out for a while, because if it were like that, folks, I don't know how to say it, there wouldn't be any meat on the bone. There might be some marrow left, who knows, but the meat would be gone and it would be disgusting, whatever you found. So yeah, this is a big old rant cast, and I don't fucking care. I am gonna work on the fictional stuff. I am trying to totally disconnect from the news. To the extent that I can avoid the angst of the current epic, I try, but every day I go to work, because of the job, because of how I ended up here. It was unplanned, unengineered, random. You could say it was God, and if there is no God, it was just my own random bullshit. But the job itself tears at my soul sometimes, and I hear things in the room that cause me a great deal of pain. And I wonder to myself, if there is a Lord in heaven, at what point does your son return? Because these children are crying out for you. And Donald Trump and Elon Musk are not the return of Christ. They are not the epic. They are not the kingdom. Whatever they represent, and I think they represent smoke, they don't represent salvation. If you've invested your energy in every day reading about the latest little snide remark, the latest humiliation, that you can now point at your neighbor because in 2020 they pointed at you. If you get into that, I despise you just as much as I despise them. You're a cruel fuck. And if you think you're on the side of Christ right now, you're deeply fucking confused. Oh, but Mel Gibson, I know. Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel, all the heroes. The goat king from Ireland, the one that Conor McGregor says he'll kick out. All of them are on your side, you shithead. Good luck. If there is no God, I think you're fucked. If there is a God, I think you're fucked. And it applies to me as well. And at this point on this day, I say I don't care. I can say I'm not lukewarm. I'm definitely not lukewarm, but there is something horribly cruel about the attitudes of people at this point. And I just don't mean 2025. It's the same thing I saw in 2020. A horrible cruelty, a kind of ideological certainty that leads people to dehumanize and objectify their neighbors. Now, if I'm right, the good news is this latest spat of madness can't last very long. It's over, if I'm right. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe it's gonna take a couple fucking months, but I don't think it's a couple more years. I really don't. Could I be wrong about the 5-year window? Of course I could be. I don't have access to their information. I'm just a schmuck. But I don't think I'm that far off. And it could have happened at any point. That's why Biden was president. That's why Trump's president. That's why you get to have 50 Marvel movies and 200 Star Wars shows, but there's not a new creative thought to be found in any of it. That's why. Nietzsche was right about how you can detect the collapse of a civilization. And right now it's pretty fucking obvious that we're in collapse. And you think that Trump, well, Trump's like Marcus Aurelius. Trump is like Constantine. There were no good emperors. And Trump is, he's smoke. If I can sell that one idea to any of you over the next couple months, that he himself represents nothing. Nothing but a psyop. Nothing but an attempt to keep control of a population until something really fucking terrible happens. And most likely, it's not the end of the world. But there's a lot of degrees between here and there, folks. There's been more than one Dark Age. Most people think of the Dark Age. Well, damn, the Dark Age, and we don't even use that term because we don't want to make fun of people. The Dark Age happened from the collapse of the Western Roman Empire, roughly to the time of Charlemagne. Maybe. A period of 400 to 500 years. There have been many periods of time that fit the definition of Dark Age. A Dark Age is a period of time where you have very little written history or history that's recorded in a functional way, where most of what you have is oral history, and much of that ends up becoming mythology. Kind of like the little exercise you do with the people in the circle, where you pass a secret, and by the time it gets around, it mutates a little. That's a Dark Age. It means that the myths themselves might contain truth, but it also means that thousands of years later, it's going to take some technology and some archaeologists to figure that shit out, you know. 10 years ago, I would have said we might be on the verge of a kind of Dark Age, not necessarily as bad as the Dark Age of, you know, Western Europe in the first millennium, but maybe almost as bad. And now I just feel like that's got to be wishful thinking. So let me give you my two non-wishful thinking scenarios. One is that there is no God, that the Arctic system is in collapse, that I don't know that I like Guy McPherson, but he's probably right. You know, people should accept the fact that we're all going to be dead soon. That's one scenario. Another scenario is the Dan, they're going to build a super grid with a super computer. There's a super AI sniffing your poop looking for COVID. Yeah, maybe the super reset, and we're all in the digital control grid, and we all get chips put in our buttholes. That's Morny Dreck. That's Morny Dreck. Okay? Maybe. And if there have been cycles of these failures, well, then that's episode 36, and I also don't fucking care. Really don't. The wishful thinking might be a collapse, but not total destruction. That's the wishful thinking. But it could be that what we're going to collapse into is the super control grid pointed towards Morny Dreck. Or it could just be over. It's like the Fermi paradox. You know, people say, well, Dan, if there were so many fucking aliens out there, why haven't we heard from them? And I'm not talking about the reports of aliens that people tell me about. That makes me think about COVID and orcs and Dungeons and Dragons. I mean stuff that can be verified. I can't verify any of the garbage related to aliens. From what I can tell, it looks like a government program too, which means PSYOP. I don't think there are any aliens or alien spaceships. Does that mean there are no unidentified flying objects? Of course there are UFOs, but they don't have to be from another planet to be UFOs. Let's just keep that clear. What if every time some species gets to this point, they suffer the same fate? What if that's the case? What if, in fact, by design, it would always end this way? What if it's ended this way before, but this is going to be the big one? That the last couple times we got close to destroying everything, but we didn't. What if there's been two or three epochs of human civilization in the last 60, 70, 80,000 years? What if what really happened to the Neanderthal is what's going to happen to a lot of people pretty soon when the food runs out? What if the Neanderthal were advanced as us, maybe not as shitty, maybe not as crappy, maybe they didn't tend to get into the killing and the raping, but what if they were even smarter than us, but it turned out they were just different enough that they also made the new kind of white meat, if you know what I mean. On the menu, got steak. What if at one point there was a civilization of Neanderthal? And at one point there was a civilization of humans? And what if at some point in that time the food ran out? And so it wasn't just a question of fighting for land or fighting for gold or fighting for the hooker queen. What if it was a question of just food? When they start rounding up the homeless, okay, understand that that's really not an indication of success. And when you don't hear from them again, it's not success. And when you look at that ground beef at the grocery store and it looks a little different, it's still ground something, but it doesn't look like beef. Don't worry about it. Because your kids are going hungry. And probably the human race has been down this road many, many times. In fact, if we weren't willing to be cannibals, how can I phrase this? It's really quite terrible in my head, but if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in the scientific theories of epics, if you don't believe the Earth has been here for billions of years, if you don't believe any of that, then you can ignore this entire line of thought, this reasoning, chain of reasoning. I don't fucking care. But if you think we've been around for a quarter of a million years, if you think humans have been humans for 250,000 years, if you think in that time we've existed and we could have avoided being cannibals to survive, I think you're crazy. I think probably many times in that period, especially during some of the worst ice ages, we probably ate the hell out of each other. Probably ate as many of each other as we could to stay alive. We probably ate babies. I've jokingly suggested to people since 2019 that they should buy pigs. And not because I know. It's kind of an assumption. You know, you read it in a book and you say, okay. But buy pigs. Because if you don't want to be a cannibal, but you still want to have some type of meat, you buy a pig. You can feed the people to the pig. If you got a cat and you can't afford to buy cat food in the near future, you've heard my story about the cute girl in the red dress. She lives on the loop. She's beautiful. And she wants to invite you home to meet her cat. I'm telling you. They'll have the KitchenAid. They'll have Vitamix. They'll be all set up. And you'll show up there and she'll get you very drunk. Very drunk. Very fast. And then before you know it, you'll be making sweet love, but at the right moment, she'll, you know, take care of business, and then she'll string you up over the bathtub or the shower floor, doesn't matter. And she'll harvest you, and she'll give a little bit of the blood to the cat, because the cat loves the warm blood. I hope I'm crazy. I hope that I can check myself into a mental hospital at some point in the future because I'm so crazy. But I just don't know what to tell you, folks. I cannot believe any of the news, the good or the bad. I don't believe either version, the Hitler or the Savior. All I see is noise and smoke. So let's call it smoise. Smoise is everywhere. Smoise and Snoke. Lots of clamor. What was that line? I'm going to paraphrase, but it's something like, the worst among us were filled with passionate intensity, while the best did nothing. The worst were filled with passionate intensity. I've read this one before. Let's read it again. The worst were filled with passionate intensity. Second Coming by Yeats. This is one of my favorite poems. It's everybody's favorite poem. The Second Coming by Yeats. Yeasty Yeats. I wonder if he had beer that was from Hooker Yeast, because there are hookers selling their yeast beer now. We've talked about that on the Planetary Status Report. And I've read this poem before, but I feel like reading it again. The Second Coming by W.B. Yeats. He was born in 1865. He died in 1939. Turning and turning, the widening gyre. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world, the blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in the sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man. A gaze blank and pitiless as the sun is moving its slow thighs, while all around it reel shadows of indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed a nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come around at last, slouches towards Bethlehem, slouches to be born. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. If you see what's going on right now as passionate intensity, then the other question is, are these the worst people or the best people? Because I cannot answer that question at all, really. Are they the worst or the best? I don't think Trump is Hitler. I don't think Trump's a savior. I don't think he's here to take over the world. I don't think Trump's going to finish this term. I think there's a high likelihood in one scenario, and this is the one I don't like talking about because my relationship to God right now is shit. But there is this one scenario where J.D. Trance, you know, J.D. Yeah. Imagine if he's president before the summer. But Dan, how could that, you know, they were already set up all of these fake-ass fake assassination attempts that, oh, magically didn't work out so well, but gave you really good Iwo Jima shots. Yeah, they've already set you up for it. Just like they've set you up for the possibility that they will announce the truth about geoengineering. They've set you up for it, okay? You're buying into it right now, okay? They've set you up for the idea that Trump will be killed by somebody. And already Trump has said, if it's somebody, it's Iran. So that means we drop bombs on Iran, or we invade Iran. We probably kill a couple hundred thousand men, women, and children in Iran. But we're going to feel good about it because Papa Blump told us to do it. Yeah. I don't even think that's realistic. I don't think there's enough juice left in the system. I think there's a lot of passionate intensity right now, but it's mostly noise. And if I'm wrong, that's fine. I know people that believe in the rapture, so if I'm wrong, it's possible that I wake up one day and there are a lot of people just gone. I don't have the arrogance to believe that my relationship with God is all that great right now. It's not. What I mostly want to do today is go to the store and buy some beer and get drunk. And what I'll tell myself later today is, well, Dan, you know, tomorrow. There have been so many tomorrows. And then if I feel like I'm in a good place, some freak, some demon, some monster from my past shows up. Huh, you've been listening to podcasts since October. So do I write a book so that I can somehow sell it maybe and make some money? Do I go back into programming computers and make some money? Do I take some teaching job and make some money? And do I buy into whatever I can? I thought about buying, you know, I used to enjoy playing video games like Far Cry. Maybe I should just do that. I don't know. I have a hard time blocking out the world. Even here in nowhere Port Angeles, Washington, the world seeps in. And I have a hard time blocking it. I see the passionate intensity. I don't know if it's the worst. I also know, well, let me put it this way. I see the passionate intensity, but it's neither the worst or the best. I think that the worst are still in the shadows. And I think the best are still just cowards. I think the best reason for it, you know, one great explanation for Trump is fairly common sense. There are a shit ton of people in this country with guns. And there's probably a significant portion of the military that was close to going, you know, cuckoo crazy for Cocoa Puffs before, you know, this last election. What this does is it keeps them sedated. It keeps them under control. They'll go to Cabela's. They'll buy more. Papa Blump says you can have as many guns as you want, cartoon soldier. It keeps them sedated. It keeps the people that would turn their guns in the right direction, which means towards power, towards the Eccles building, towards Langley, towards NSA, towards the Pentagon. It keeps the people that would point their guns in the right direction sedated. That's another thing that Trump does. Just like the COVID stirred up all the creepy, weird-ass socialist bullshit hanging around the Marxist corners of the dingy minds of a bunch of boomers, Trump keeps a lot of people with guns sedated. But Elon said, you know, they're going to give us $5,000, Dan. Here's what I'll say about the $5,000. And this is how I'll leave the podcast. They showed you the gun, which means they have to give you the $5,000. Here is the one exception. If the movie ends before the gun has to be used, have a great Sunday.